evening, ladies and gentlemen. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by this meeting of October 15th, 2019, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 7th, 2019, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Dermody?
Here.
Mr. Esikoff is absent. Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Grohman?
He's in D.C.
Peggy Malkin, Mayor?
Here. That's okay. Okay, we have a...
So, we're going to make a motion?
Yeah, we're going to make a motion to amend the agenda to include Resolution 19-108. And this is a resolution authorizing the augmentation of fire services agreement to the Millstone Fire District and to also provide first response emergency medical services to the borough equivalent to those services provided within the limits of Millstone Township. And we will discuss that later under new business.
Okay. And
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
My name is Louis. Hello, Louis.
So, Mike and Joe, actually, I'm going to first include that Lou Esikoff arrived at 7:03.
Oh, 7 o'clock. That's
okay.
He never speaks up all of a sudden, just about this.
We have a motion and a second, right?
Yep, a motion and a second to amend the agenda to include Resolution 19-108 under new business. And also, would you like to include the correspondence you received from Heidi? Separate motion for that? Okay. All right, so I have a motion, Mike Hamilton and Joe Trammell. Roll call, Mr. Bowen.
Wait, what are we doing?
We're amending the agenda
to include
correspondence and a resolution under new business.
Yep.
Just Resolution 108.
Did we want to have a little discussion on this, for the public record?
Well, this is just amending the agenda.
Just to amend it.
Yes, right.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Going to go under new business, right?
Under new business.
I think when it's Tuesday, we all are like...
Mr. Bowen?
Sure. Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to make a motion to amend the agenda to include under correspondence an email from Heidi
Monteleone.
Her resignation from the Environmental Commission.
Of a motion to amend the agenda?
Yes.
For that?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
You know, you have trouble pronouncing my name, but when I walked in, you were pretty good at it. I mean, really.
Okay. rather than a report, I have a few things that I wanted to mention, but I will save them for the end of the end of the meeting.
Hello, Steve.
I think, yes.
Okay,
so we come to public comment on agenda items only. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on the agenda, Steve or Mike?
At 7:06, you open
I'm
it
sorry,
up.
Yeah, at 7:06. I'm so totally off balance today. Mike?
Okay, Michael Tickton. My only comment on the agenda would be to ask that it be emailed, sent to me electronically so I can send it to all the members of the Environmental Commission so we can discuss the tree ordinance specifically, so we can discuss it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
The other meeting.
Environmental meeting tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? There being none, I close the public portion of the agenda at 7:06 p.m.
I'd like to offer the approval of the September 23rd, 2019 regular council meeting minutes.
Second.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yeah.
Second.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Abstain.
Yes, you and Mr. Roman, but he's not here. Abstain. Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esquire?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer approval of the September 23rd, 2019 closed session meeting minutes.
Second?
Second. You got it. Luke.
Who did?
Luke.
Luke.
Well,
okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Abstain.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Minutes passed. Right, from correspondence, we have a letter from Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, dated September 30th, 2019, regarding improvements to Nurco Road and Elm Court, requesting a six-month extension be requested from New Jersey Department of Transportation.
Mayor, I know there were some questions about that, yeah. And I think Councilman Esikoff had some questions and some concerns about why we needed a six-month extension. I did reach out to Carmela Roberts of Roberts Engineering, and she responded via an email, which I forwarded to council members. So it's basically the approval process for the DEP. There's a lot of approvals that have to take place, and sometimes they're slow in coming. And this is just to make sure that we won't have to forfeit that money if we run into delays with the advertising and the bidding and all of that, just to make sure we have enough time.
There's many more than in the past, right? I think, because I know...
It seems that way.
Yeah, because Councilman Esikoff had been on the council previously, and it's probably a much longer process now than it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, ordinances. We come to the first reading and introduction of Ordinance 19-05.
I'd like to offer Ordinance 1905. That's the pet waste ordinance.
That's a nice way to put it. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion?
Were there any changes or any suggestions that were made as far as changing this any of the items in the ordinance or making it more clear?
We made a change regarding the Americans with Disabilities Act include that language.
That's good.
That was the only substantive change.
Okay, great. Good.
Does that mean they're exempt if you have a disability?
Well, there would have to be a reasonable accommodation given.
Makes sense.
Just announce that
Okay.
So the public hearing on this ordinance will be held at our next meeting, which is October 28, 2019, right here in the Borough Hall at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, I need a roll call. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Ordinance 1906 at first reading, and that's the tree protection ordinance.
Second?
I'll second that.
Discussion?
So there was some language put in there, substantive change regarding the need for the approval of both or the review of the Zoning Land Use Board and as well as the Environmental Commission to review any applications to remove certain trees. So that was the substantive change, which is a large one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a question there?
And then
an arborist?
Yeah, that was my question. And are we required to hire an arborist who would determination?
You could use your code official or your zoning officer.
But I think we were told that the zoning officer or the code official needs to consult with the arborist since he's not actually.
So is there a county arborist or nope?
Oh, I mean the
tree expert? County tree expert? Shade tree commission.
I don't see why there would be a need to review with the arborist. It's something that you hire. I can take a look at that, though.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, didn't someone tell us? We discussed
having
an arborist.
Yeah, we did discuss it.
So, all right, whatever information you find.
There were some other suggestions, too, from Gail Hunton regarding the ordinance in Cape John Alder, specifically regarding some species, even if they're 6 inches or less, possibly to specify protecting.
Is some ornamental species.
Some of those. Well, it is going to the Environmental Commission, so I imagine they'll...
Well, so that's, yeah, that's why we put that substantive change in there to be reviewed.
Okay.
Any applications to be reviewed by the Environmental Commission and the Land Use Board.
Good.
Okay.
So Mike will get back to us on that after you guys review it, right?
We're going, as I said, we'll discuss that tomorrow at the meeting.
But I think also it means that the any tree.
In your packet, Michael.
Yeah, right.
But I'll electronically send it.
I can email it to everybody.
I can email it to you tonight, Michael. Send it to everybody. Environmental.
Excellent.
Great.
Okay. Okay.
And the same thing, yeah. And the public hearing will be held on this ordinance on the October 28th meeting, 7:00.
All right. So I need to do a roll call.
Roll call.
So, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Cornell?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Ordinance 19-06 passes on first reading.
I'd like to offer resolution 19-102, a resolution to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Discussion?
It's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Roll call?
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Sing song. 19-102 passes.
Offer of resolution 19-103, authorizing an agreement with Monmouth County Board of Chosen Freeholders to provide special citizen area transportation service, which is known as SCAT.
There's no changes in the price. It remains the same.
Yeah.
But they did say 2021, there'll probably be a small increase. But for 2020, we're good.
Roll call.
Did I have a second?
I'll second.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Do now.
Yeah. Roll call, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremaine?
Yes.
19-04, 104.
I'd like to offer that, and that's a resolution authorizing the borough engineer to for a 6-month extension from the DEP, just in case we need it.
DOT.
DOT, sorry. That's the other one, yeah.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
Yeah. Why? I see she's talking about water mains and stuff like that. But any specific language aside from that did she give? Is this our second 6-month extension?
Well, isn't this what we just discussed in the correspondence?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it's just it's what we were talking about earlier. The fact that there's so many approvals and they took so much time.
Okay.
And there's more things that we need to do in terms of advertising and you know going out to bid
so
on it.
So February next year.
Yeah. I think we'll be all right, but you know, just to be sure, you want to. Yeah. You get a 6-month extension, you don't want to forfeit a couple hundred thousand.
So we have to put the bids out, RFPs out.
Pretty
before.
Soon, I think. I saw the date. It's fairly soon, November, sometime in November. Soon.
Carmella does all the bidding.
Soon.
Okay.
The
like
next
to,
couple weeks.
I would like to comment. I have no objection. I have, when I read the email, I have no objection to the extension, asking for the extension. I just feel that the council responsibility is to be on top of all this stuff, and when we receive a yes on a grant that she had gotten for us, we should have a checklist of all the things that we have to do and do in a more timely manner so that we don't have to ask for these things. I don't know that they will ever refuse us if we do keep asking for extensions, but I get nervous about this.
The ball wasn't in our court.
It was in court.
It wasn't in our court. It wasn't anything that we didn't do.
Well, I thought we got the grant last July.
Yeah, but all the state approvals were like going through quicksand. It took a long time. And they have to be done in a particular order. And I don't know why it's taking so long, but it's taking longer
than
usual.
I mean, I did discuss it with Carmela, how much, you know, everything's changed, and just everything is so much more of a complicated process. Exactly. And it just takes so much longer.
But I kept on pushing and contacting Carmela and saying, what's holding it up? And then you come up with the next thing that, you know, that's where the ball is. And so it just took a long time.
But I just want to make sure you understand that I was not opposed to it.
Good.
I just think that we should be more proactive about these things.
Yeah, we're tracking it. It's just we try to push it as far as we can.
I mean, especially for future stuff.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Resolution 19-105.
I'd like to offer 19-105, authorizing a fair and open process for next year's professional services.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Does anybody not want a fair and open process?
Me.
We want an arbitrary and capricious one.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay, I think that was that. Resolution 19-106. Would anyone like to offer that?
I'll offer that. A resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering to survey, design, permit, bid, administer, and inspect the road replacement project. That's the NERCO Road and Elm Court project.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
That's the next step. You have to go through all the steps.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Clement?
Yes.
Okay, and the final resolution? No, I'm sorry. No, it isn't. But resolution 19-107, authorizing a refund of taxes for homestead benefit to Block 3, Lot 12, 5 Pine Drive, who I assume must have overpaid.
Yeah.
This came from our CFO.
Actually, tax collector.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sam.
Okay, I'll make that
Georgia
motion.
Georgia told me about it. Yeah. I guess it came from Sam.
I'll make that motion. On
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
At this time, I will make my appointments to the.
No, I put that under new business.
Okay. Unless, can we? Yeah. Does it make sense to do it now? Okay, we already voted to. Yeah. Okay. All right. At this time, I want, as you know, we have a resignation from Heidi Monteleone, who is much too busy at this point to volunteer her services to the Environmental Commission. So what I'm going to do is appoint Sam Ashberger as an alternate. Sam Ashberger, who is now an alternate. And
what alternate position is it? Alternate one? Or
no, well, he's going to fill.
I know, he's going to move up.
He's going to move up to Heidi's term.
But what alternate position?
He was two.
And he'll
be a regular member.
Right.
For a term ending December 31st, 2020. And then Ellen Silverman is going to be appointed. She'll take Sam Ashburner's place, and she'll be the alternate too. And her term ends December 31st, 2019, in a few weeks. So I'll read it.
She's going to alternate one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
okay,
I gave
right.
you the wrong one.
Okay. I'll read it the correct way anyway now. So I appoint the following people to serve as members on the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission. Be it resolved that Sam Ashburner is hereby appointed as a regular member to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for the unexpired term of Heidi Monteleone, term ending December 31st, 2020. Be it resolved that Ellen Silverman is hereby appointed as alternate one to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for the unexpired term of Matthew Margotta, term ending December 31st, 2020.
That's alternate two, I believe.
No.
We changed it.
Okay.
So now there's an
There's a vacancy for alternate two.
Two, okay.
Be it further resolved that a copy of this appointment will be forwarded to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission and to the appointees. So I have some changes on the Environmental Commission.
Sorry about that.
And, Mike, I wanted to... did you receive the information about choose to refuse? I didn't know if you wanted to mention it here or... I'm actually... You should do this after committee chairs.
Choose to refuse.
About the plastic bags, single-use plastic bags.
Yeah, the only problem is we don't have any retailers, so that would apply.
That's true. Okay, I wasn't sure if you just felt it. Okay. No, unless the post office uses them. All right, we come to reports of committee chairs. Councilman Bowen?
Yeah, a few things. You may have noticed that the garage has been painted.
And looks gorgeous.
And there's a crack, big crack fixed on the side of this building. Hydrants have been replaced, so we're all up to speed with the fire hydrants. Heavy truck sign was moved. There was an issue brought up recently.
What?
The heavy truck sign on Homestead Road was moved to the other side. The branches that were blocking the Oscar and Rochdale stop sign, those have been cleared out. Let's see, speed bumps are in the process of getting ready to paint. Greg Pasile will be moving on that. And Greg Defoe took care of a dead tree at the triangle on Tavern Pike. And I think that's it for me.
Thank you. Councilmember Esikoff, administration?
Well, same as always. Administrating.
And administrating well.
Doing a hell of a job.
Right.
Thanks to all ladies.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to add. Also looking into is a lighting issue over on Spruce Lane. It's all dark down there. Yeah. So Anna's looking into dealing with the...
JCP&L.
Yeah,
We talked about that.
So and that made me think, though, are there any other areas in town that look kind of dark?
The whole town's dark.
Yeah. might I say, that's what I wanted to ask Michael. 2 or 3 years ago, we had a street light put up on NERCO on 571. Can you?
Well, we just asked Jersey Central, and the borough passed a resolution asking Jersey Central to do it and agreeing to pay for it, pay the electricity, basically.
So there was no cost to
it? It's easy for us. Right. It's like $200 to put it up.
So we paid that, or Jersey Central paid that?
No, we paid it.
Okay.
Because we asked them to do it.
Okay. Anna's finding out what they'll charge for a street light over there.
There's a pole there. It shouldn't be too expensive.
Right.
There's a pole there. There's a pole.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, you know, after Anna finds out, we can just put it as a resolution on the next...
And there's actually a JCP&L pole on the corner or near the corner there. They might be able to just put it on that.
Yeah. There's a pole there.
Well, how much did you say what it was, Michael?
$100.
Why are we waiting? Let's just... agree to do it.
It's
only a couple of $100.
Finding out what it cost today. This was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's probably not much more.
It's only a couple of $100.
And 25,
that's
25 cents.
So does it have to be a resolution? Just be borough business? We can just tell her to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Officially,
I think that's under the...
I think that's a resolution, something the council would ask them to do, but that was...
All right, we'll ask them.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Councilmember Dermody, Community Development.
I have nothing to report.
Councilmember Hamilton, Finance.
We received a request from the Roosevelt First Aid Squad for financial assistance from the borough, and I'd like to set up a finance committee meeting to meet with them and to go over their finances and to see what we can do to help them out. But we're going to have to look over the finances, including bank statements and expenditures, that kind of thing, just to see how much aid we should give them. Just wanted to find out if members of the Finance Committee are available for this coming Monday, October 21st at 7?
I can't tell you that. I have to look.
Yeah.
I'll call you.
Okay, let me know. And I'd like to reach out to them to see if they'd be available to meet. You're good with that, right?
I think I am. I'd have to look.
Okay.
One other thing. Did we budgeted money for that?
We have money in the budget, yep, for it. Yeah. The money's there, you know, if the council decides however much to give.
Is that the money we're deciding to read?
We want to look at the finances and see how much we should.
There just needs to be some oversight. There hasn't been in a long time.
It's not that we're considering anything over and above, but we've budgeted.
No.
Oh, okay.
We want to be able to sit down with them, have a give and take, and look at the financial situation that they're in and that kind of thing.
Thank you.
And if we could send a notice to the first aid squad requesting that date for a meeting, that would be great. 7 o'clock, 21st.
Do we have to advertise that?
No, it's only three.
Three members, okay.
All right, Councilmember Trammell, utilities?
Water is doing great.
Flowing?
And the sewers are doing great, and it's all good.
Good.
I would like to commend Joe, because he's been working hard, and very hard and very diligently to make these things work and work well. And I really, frankly, on behalf of the town, we thank him.
Yep.
Thank you.
Joe also found our water and sewer operators.
Yes. Yes.
You've been working hard for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And now it's
finally get a break.
And residents don't ask for much. They just want to be able to flush the toilet, have it go away, turn on the tap, and have drinkable water.
Drinkable.
We have both.
We have some of the best water in New Jersey now, by the way.
Right. It's premium water, believe me, it is. Bottled at the source. That's it.
Listen, take a truck and send it up to Newark.
Very expensive water. Very good water.
It's good.
Okay. Is there any old business that anyone would like to discuss?
I would like to make one comment.
I just did it.
Remember, for a long time, we were discussing who was responsible for the, I wrote it down, so I didn't put it better, for the lateral in their houses for repair,
right,
and so on.
Right, yeah.
It was an interesting, if you watch television a lot, to some extent, there's a new advertisement by an insurance company called Hippo Insurance. Mm-hmm. And they're advertising homeowners insurance. And they show a picture of a tree hitting the house, mm-hmm, and a few other things. But the last thing they show is they back up from the front of the house with lights at night, and they say, And we insure the
lateral.
The lateral. They don't call it the lateral, the pipe that takes the user. So my response to anybody who wants us to pay for this, we can tell them that we are not responsible, because no insurance company in their right mind, mm-hmm, is going to advertise it when they can go, when they know that the owner can get it free from the township.
Yeah.
That's a good point, though.
So, you know, just let everybody, we should, you know, all of us as members of the council should understand that we don't own it.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
You know, I've known that for a long time, and I read that article about Princeton, remember?
Yeah.
I mentioned.
Yeah, I have a copy of it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's move on. We have come to Resolution 19-108. Resolution authorizing augmentation of fire services agreement with the Millstone Township Fire District to also provide first response emergency medical services to the borough, equivalent to those services provided within the limits of Millstone Township. Would someone like to offer 19-108?
I'd like to offer that, and I do have questions.
Okay. Do I
have
a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion?
The contract that we have with Millstone now, we took 3 years ago?
Yes, May of 17. Well, 2.5. May of 17.
So it expires?
It expires this coming May.
Okay. I see we have these gentlemen here. Can they answer questions? Or
No. We should, you know, we need to introduce this.
I want to meet you anyway.
It's the first reading. So.
No, this is not a resolution.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's a resolution, right. So I think we introduce second and then discussion, which, did you have something else you wanted to say besides?
Oh, okay, that's when the contract expires. We should engage these guys about the following contract to see what.
We've already talked to them about that, and they're going to bring it up at their meeting on their end, too.
Okay.
And we'll be talking to them about it.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
No, I just wanted to thank Millstone for offering this, because I think it's going to be a great augmentation, a great supplement to the aid that we already have from our first aid squad. And between the two of them, I think it will greatly benefit our residents. And I want to thank you very much for that. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank you also, because I've been out there for a lot of this stuff going back and forth. I met your guys and your gals, and, you know, you guys are professional. I really respect and appreciate that you guys are professionals. So, absolutely. So.
No, it's a service that we are in need of, for sure.
And all these years, we never paid you guys for the services that you gave us. And I grew up in.
No, we did.
Actually, that's not true.
We did. We had that donation
before this contract.
Previous years, it was donations.
Okay. Well, good.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. Our attorney, Andrew Sobel, I should have introduced in the beginning. Someone doesn't know who he is. But anyway, he has to read.
So, whereas the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, and the Millstone Township Fire District have previously entered into a shared services agreement for the provision of fire protection and prevention services by the district to the borough. And whereas the district provides certain emergency medical services within the township of Millstone that the district does not presently provide within the borough under their shared service agreement, including first response to all emergency medical calls received between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., 7 days per week, as well as first response to all traffic accidents and cardiac incidents. And whereas the borough and the district desire that the shared services agreement between them be augmented to include the aforementioned emergency medical services that the district is presently providing within the limits of the township. That should be in the borough. And whereas there should be no additional cost to the borough for the aforementioned emergency medical services to be provided by the district under the current shared services agreement for fire protection and prevention services, now therefore be it resolved by the governing body of the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, that the shared services agreement between the borough and the district for fire protection and prevention services is hereby augmented to include the district's provision of first response to all emergency medical calls received between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., 7 days per week, as well as first response to all traffic accidents and cardiac incidents. And be it further resolved that the mayor and borough clerk are hereby authorized to execute such documentation and institute such processes and change such protocols as may be necessary to effectuate the augmentation of the borough and the district's shared services agreement to include emergency medical services. And be it further resolved that certified copy of this resolution be sent to the Chief Financial Officer, Purchasing Agent, Roosevelt Volunteer First Aid, and Millstone Township Fire District.
Roll call?
There's a question, Mike.
Oh.
I think, Andrew, you said in the third whereas, you said the township was wrong there. I think it's right. It's correct there.
It's talking about Millstone there.
The same services now presently provided within the limits of the township. That's exactly what, that's correct.
You mean Millstone Township?
Yeah.
Correct.
So it shouldn't be borough.
It should not be changed.
It should be township.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's correct. It's written.
It's referring to.
They're referring to Millstone.
What's offered in.
As they're currently given in.
Millstone Township.
Yeah.
Got it.
Thanks, Mike.
So no change to that.
Questions?
Roll call?
Yep.
Louie had a question there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm concerned about the first aid equipment. Do you have a ambulances?
No, Lou, we had talked about this. What Millstone is going to do is, if there is a first aid call from Roosevelt, and the Roosevelt First Aid Squad has not responded, the firefighters who are on duty from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
will come
in a fire engine and just be first on the scene to do whatever they need to do until an ambulance comes.
As they were in this particular case.
Yeah, and during the day, I think that you have five firefighters that are trained as EMTs.
Firefighter EMTs on duty 7 days a week.
So you'll come to do whatever necessary to keep the patient alive and comfortable.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, what's the coverage after 6 o'clock?
The coverage after 6 o'clock, as mentioned,
is volunteers.
Reverts back to the voluntary EMS program. In addition, as we said, we will respond to any motor vehicle accident that doesn't deem standard fire department criteria. We also respond to cardiac arrests on the overnight hours. That's something that we changed in Millstone this year because of protocol changes, across the board. But that falls within our staffing limits and what we've been able to provide to Millstone for, like I said, we started doing this about 13 years ago. So
this is strictly if Roosevelt can't respond, and they'll. Millstone County.
No, I understand.
They'll come right here.
I understand.
Will they tone at a 911 call? Will they tone you guys as well as Roosevelt?
Yes. If this is executed, once this goes into place, we'll make all the necessary changes on the dispatching end.
Great.
Good. Okay. Very cool.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Okay, so.
You got it.
Resolution 19-108 is adopted.
Yeah.
So is there an agreement that they have to amend, or is this resolution amending?
This amends the agreement.
Yes, that one.
So I'll just get you a certified copy in the next day or two.
Not a problem.
Okay.
You know where to find it.
Thanks.
We'll call it.
We can find you two different places, right? Either at your in-laws or in town. Or can't hide anything in Roosevelt.
No.
Okay. New business, use of the Borough Hall.
Borough microphones?
Ben Johnson for the Benjamin Brown family on 10/26/19, that's Saturday all day, and 10/27, which is Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Okay, I guess they're setting up. 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to need it all that time.
No, I don't think so.
No, we need to know what
the
time.
Morning.
Right, and basically, which I was going to mention is at the end of the, near the end of the meeting anyway, but I think as you all know, we're having the Benjamin Brown event that day, which is to honor the family of the founder of the town. And I think it's shaping up to be pretty exciting. There's quite a few people from the Benjamin Brown family who will be, I was ready to say returning, but they've probably never been here, coming to Roosevelt. Children, he has still two children alive.
Upwards of 20 people.
Yeah, and grandchildren and maybe great-grandchildren all coming to see their grandfather honored. So this is just to approve use of the Borough Hall for those 2 days.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then use of eight wireless microphones. I guess those are these, right?
Yep.
For the rap rehearsal on Friday, October 18th, and Saturday, my mind just went completely blank. October 26th for the Benjamin Brown.
So we have a rehearsal on Friday.
Right.
And we have the show.
Once for the rehearsal.
And I'll make that motion as well.
And I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
So can I just ask you a question, Joe? You'll be.
I'll be in charge of this stuff.
Okay.
Believe me.
As long as we don't have to be.
Okay.
Okay. We come to public comment at 7:41, public comment on anything at all that you'd like to comment on. Mike?
Michael Tickton again. I just had a question for Steve. Yeah. You'd mentioned that the branches were being cut so you could make the stop sign visible on Oxford Drive. Are they doing the same thing on Clarksburg Road? because there's a problem there. You have,
yes, there is. That's right.
Yeah, it's come. You don't see the brand. You don't see this. You see the stop sign ahead sign, but you don't see the stop sign itself until you're very close to the stop sign.
Absolutely.
The hedges are hanging over there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So if they could cut that, that would be helpful.
That's a county. So
yeah, but we can, look, the we county can won't touch. The county won't do that. They rely on us to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not. They take care of the road itself, but they won't take care of things like that. So that's our problem.
After this show on the 26th, we're going to try to. I'm going to reach out to the county traffic engineer again. Try to get her.
Oh, about that question about the stop sign.
Well, yeah, we should have.
Okay, I don't know if they trim
turn signals and stuff like
that. Okay, but I'm saying if we're doing trimming, I'm sure they wouldn't object to our trimming.
Because the stop sign on Clark.
Yeah, just so we can. So it's as you drive up, you'll see it's not visible until very close to it, and that shouldn't be the case. Okay, thanks.
Okay,
thank you.
Anyone else? I just wanted to say,
So are we done?
Well, I was just going to make a comment. I guess I could do it after.
Yeah.
Yeah, since it's the public comment. All right.
So 7:43.
Right.
Close.
Okay. And also, perhaps Millstone Fire could meet with Roosevelt First Aid, have a meeting possibly with maybe some of the council people in attendance to try to work out, smooth things, iron. Whatever, you know, just sort of try to come together.
Absolutely. We'll be in touch with some dates that we could propose for our availability.
Great.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
To continue our work and relationship.
Right. Great. And we'll have someone, like, from the council in attendance or myself to facilitate things.
No problem.
Thank you.
Do we need a close?
Do we need a closed session?
Good. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Lou
had something. I didn't mean to step on.
No,
we're really quick on the draw.
No discussion. And I had a couple things I was going to say. I forgot. You jumped the gun, Mike. Yeah. You threw us.
We didn't do it all day, Lou, so if you want to ask away.
Yeah, there you go.
This guy.
All in favor of?
An adjournment.
Oh, an adjournment. Well, actually, no, I forgot to.
I just want to know who's on first.
Without objection, how about that?
Wanted to mention, so we had a small event here on Saturday. It was, we had a pizza party.
Oh, hold on. Just take your adjournment back, please.
I'll withdraw my adjournment temporarily.
Okay.
I'll take my second.
For a minute.
All right, go for it.
Okay, I think we covered Benjamin Brown, and I was going to mention the Pocket Park again, but our sign has been delivered. So it should be erected very soon. So hopefully when you see your neighbors or different people, let them know we have a new little park in town. And
that's where the light is.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
What we want.
Right. Yeah. And it's ideal for families because the horse farm has burrows in the front. And I know a lot of families come and walk and with their children and their dogs, and they play, they pet the burrows.
So then the Roosevelt Burrow.
Exactly. So this is a nice. I thought it was good.
Michael, say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, I thought it was good.
I apologize.
So it's sort of a natural progression. They can then walk over to the park where there's benches and a trash can, but hopefully when the sign goes up, everyone will know about it.
And the light.
Yeah. And then so we had a picnic this past Saturday. My original intention was to have fireworks. I thought it would be nice. Roosevelt had fireworks for many years, and the whole town came out to see them. But that was a long time ago. And we did get quite a few approvals, but when we got right to the end, the state wouldn't allow us to do it because of our tree line. So we continued anyway with pizza and live music. And I have to tell you, we didn't get a huge crowd because we were waiting for the fireworks approval. And it came so late, it didn't give us a lot of lead time to let everyone know about the party. But we probably had, I guess, 50 or 60 people come, and it was, I have to say, I got very sentimental. It was really beautiful. We had from newborns to elderly people. We had lifelong residents. We had brand new residents. Lots of people met each other for the first time. We had people who were born and raised in Roosevelt and now live here with their own families. And the kids played ball and frisbee and the music. Lots of people listened to music. It got dark. We lit candles and sat there just holding candles because we were going to light lanterns, but somehow that never happened. And I thought it was really lovely. I really did. It was a real Roosevelt, and people had a great time.
Is this an annual event?
Well, I'm trying to make it an annual event. I have a year to work on the state, see if we can have fireworks next year. But if not, this was great. We went through 11 pizzas, we provided refreshments. And so next year, we hope to have more notice for everybody so we get a bigger crowd. But it was kind of an end-of-the-summer party, and I thought, didn't you think so, Mike?
Yeah.
I thought it was
It was nicely done.
Yeah.
It's nice to have families there to meet with them.
The recreation department, right?
Joe. Yeah, recreation. Yeah. So, okay. Do I hear an adjournment?
Motion to adjourn again.
Would Michael Hamilton like first and Joe second? Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are out at 7:47. Thank you.